Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Hey. We're learning for a lot of people today. We're learning Lila Nishmas Theodore Wengrovsky. We're also learning for Sarah Bas Yeshua Halevi. We're also learning for Rabbi Henry Ben, Isaac Posner, Yitzhak Ben Yisrael, Ann Stern, Chana Bas Yitzchak. Also Judge Bernard Luster, Chaim Beryl Ben Yaakov, Charles Goldfarb, Isidore Mel, Yitzhak Ben Shmuel Halevi, and also Harry Laub. Harry Laub was a longtime member of the Shir, passed away a number of years ago. He listened for us with several cycles. He should have an aliyah from our learning, along with all the others. Tzvi Ben Yal. All the neshamas we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. We're learning also for a longtime listener of the Shir, whose wife is undergoing heart surgery today. Be'ezus Hashem, it should be successful. And she should have refuah shlema, besoch shachol Yisrael, including all the chayalim, in need of refuah shlema. All the chayalim should be successful. Be'ezus Hashem, the chatufim should be returned, and there should be shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we begin with the Mishnah, five lines from the top, Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, Mietz Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Perek Eitz on Neshech today, tells us the following. Lo Yomar Adam L'Chavero. A person is not allowed to go and tell his friend, Halveini Kurchitin, Vani Etein L'cha L'Goren. A person is not allowed to go and lend a saw for a saw. Here's the Mishnah that tells us this basic din. The one is not allowed to go and tell his friend. Reuven can't go and tell Shimon, lend me a certain amount of wheat, and I will return it to you at a later point in time during the Gorin. So lend it to me right now at the beginning of the harvest season, and I will give it back to you at the point of the Gorin, when we're going and piling up all of the wheat in the Gorin. And as Tosos brings down the top Tosos, we're concerned over here, the Chayshinon Shema Tisyake. We're concerned that right now he's lending him the wheat when the wheat is worth $100, and he's going to get it back when it's going to be more expensive. When it's going to be worth 150. So he gave him a core of wheat, 30 saw of wheat, and he's going to get back 30 saw of wheat, but he gave him 100 of value, and he's getting back 150 value. That is Ribbis the Rabbanon. So Alpha Pisha Oz Ein Rogu Lisyakir. And this is true even when it's something that doesn't have a high likelihood to go up in this period of time. So from the time that the person lent the wheat to the time that the person gets it back, it's not a high likelihood that it's going to go up. Nevertheless, the rabbis were concerned about it, and this is Ribbis the Rabbanon. However, Aval Omerlo, a person is permitted to lend saw basaw under the following circumstances. If he says, Halveini Achiyovo Bini, lend me this core of wheat until my son comes home and I have it right now. As Rashi points out in Dibra Masko, Aval Omer, he says, Dikivon Dieshlo Shapir. As we already pointed out, Shapir Dami, this is permissible because the whole saw besaw the Rabbanahu. This whole issue is only an issue of the Rabbanan. It's not Ribbis Kitzut. So it's not a guarantee that it's going up. It's not a tonight that I'm lending you 100 and you're giving me back 150. No, it's possible that this will happen. It's only Ribbis the Rabbanan. And therefore, since the Lav Nesher Doraisa, this isn't Ribbis Kitzut, this is not Ribbis Doraisa, the Chieshlo low gozer. And the rabbis never set up this Issa Durabbanan in a situation where he has it. And in a situation where he says, lend me the core of wheat until my son comes home and we'll give it back to you. So that's Yeshlo. He has the core of wheat right now and therefore it is permissible. Likewise, if he were to say, oh, Achem so Mateach, I need the core of wheat right now. I have a big party. I have to bake a bunch of cakes. And I just don't have the key to my storehouse right now. So when I get the key to my storehouse, I'll be able to give you back the wheat. So then that is permissible according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, which is how we paskin. However, surprisingly here, we have the Hillel Oser. Hillel is much more machmir. And under these circumstances, Hillel doesn't permit it. Hillel says, no, saw basaw, even under these circumstances, is prohibited. The Chen Hoyo Hillel Omer, as Hillel would used to say, he would want to say, lo salva isha kikro lechaverita achetaseh domim. Shema Yukru Chitin Vininsu Bos Lide Ribbis. Hillel would say that even a loaf of bread, Sarah can't go and tell Rachel, here, lend me a loaf of bread and I'll pay you back with a loaf of bread because right now it's 99 cents and it's going to get back, it's $1.19. And therefore, this would be potentially Ribbis. Again, Hillel is very machmer, albeit we'll see that even within Hillel, there may be room under certain situations to say that a nominal amount like this is really considered a matana. When Sarah lends or borrows from Rachel, so she isn't really borrowing it. She's getting it as a matana. And then, if and when she returns it, she's not giving it back as a repayment. She's giving it back as a separate matana. And we'll see that is the heter today for her neighbors to go and lend one to the other. Now, the Gemara begins and says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Yeshlo saw, lo v'saw. This din of Yeshlo, if you have it, which is how we pass it, which is like the Chacham and the Tanakama. So, if a person has a saw, so then he's allowed to go and borrow a saw against it. So, you have a saw in your own possession, you can go borrow from your neighbor a saw. If you have two saw, sosayim, then you're able to go and borrow lo v'sosayim. Rav Huna says, you have to have in your possession that amount that you're borrowing. However, Yitzchak is much more makel. Yitzchak Omer, even if you have just one saw, then you can even borrow over a little kama kurin. You can even go borrow many kurin. Again, a kur has 30 saw. So even though you only have one saw, it's not an exact exchange. Well, I borrow one saw, like Rav Huna said, and therefore, because I have a saw, it's allowed. And if I wanted to borrow two saw, I better have two saw. No, Rav Yitzchak says, once you have one saw, so the first saw that you borrow against it, it's not that you've used up your one saw. You can borrow another saw against that. You can borrow another saw against it. Even kama kurin, even many, many kurins worth of grain, you could do this. As Rashi points out in Dibur Masu Kama Kurin, the Kol Chodo V'Chodo Amrina Zu Tehei Tachtela, because each saw that you're borrowing, that one saw that you have, will be the one that's against it. Because you didn't really hand over the saw that you have for the saw that you borrowed, the first saw that you borrowed, you still have it. And therefore, you can keep on doing this for many, many times. That's Rav Yitzchak's opinion. We have a brisa that supports this. Tani Rav Chiya L'sayuye L'Rav Chitzchak. The following brisa that Rav Chiya taught is in accord with that which Rav Yitzchak just taught us. For example, the brisa says, Tipas Yayin Einlo. If a person doesn't even have a drop of wine, or Tipas Shemen Einlo, or he doesn't even have a drop of Shemen, then you're not allowed to go borrow saw b'saw, or Yayin b'yayin, or Shemen b'shemen. You can't go and borrow a small amount even against if the person doesn't have anything, because we're concerned about the saw b'saw concept. However, Ha Yeshlo, but if the person does have even a tipas yayin or a tipas shemen, lo ve'ela kama tip, and then he can borrow against it as much as he would like, this is considered Yeshlo, and this brisa of Rav Chiya is in accord with that which Rav Yitzchak said. Let me quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hillel Oser. Hillel didn't allow the saw, but saw he was concerned about the ribbis concern. Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, halachic to give a Hillel. Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel, that in fact we patzkin like Hillel, but the Gemara says that's not true. V'les Hilchos HaKavase, and Tosos, and Dibra Maskel, V'les Hilchos HaKavase says, V'Niro, the reason why we don't patzkin like we normally do, like Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, because the Hashta Kaimalei Kerev Yitzchak, because we have this brisa in support of Rav Yitzchak, Dafilu She'en So that's why we don't paskin over here like Rav Nachman Mashmul. We in fact paskin like Rav Yitzchak, Tosu says, and that we allow this saw b'saw, even afilu yeshlo, just one saw, but he has yeshlo, so lo ve'aleo kama kurin. Then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. It said, "V'cheinu yohilul omer lo salve isha v'chule." That Hillel had said that one woman can't go borrow from her neighbor a loaf of bread, chitin, and return it with chitin because the concern of maybe it will go up in price. Now, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Zudi Rehil. This is the opinion of Hillel. However, Abu Chacham Ramim lovim stam uporim stam. Rav Yehuda says to Shmuel that we don't paskin like this halacha of Hillel. That is Hillel's opinion, but we do allow the Chachamim, the Tanakam of Mishnah, they do allow a person to go and lend a loaf of bread and get back a loaf of bread stam. When they just say that, it's because, again, it's not really a repayment of the loan. This is the normal transactions, the normal interactions, social interactions that people have. Can I borrow something from you? It's not really I'm borrowing it from you. You're giving it to me. And no, in the future, when you go and borrow something from me, it has nothing to do with the original thing that I borrowed from you. Furthermore, but if you're dealing with neighbors that are very makpid on each other, if you have a group of people, as Rashi says, holchem ederech, or yoshu mebayis achas, if you have people that are going together on the road, they're travelers together, or they live together in the same house, and they're very, very makbid, ish l'sudas asmo, oh, this is mine, and that's yours. I have mine, you have yours. If people are very, very makbid on each other, they will be over it. They will be over the following four prohibitions, potentially on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Number one, mishum mida. if they're very makbid on each other, so Rashi says, she'ein mochlin adover muat. They're not calling to each other, say, no problem. If you give me something, I get back a little bit less, no big deal. I get back a little bit more, no big deal. So it's really just gifts to each other and not, well, you're paying me back for the salt that you borrowed from me. I want to get back exactly the same number of shakes of salt. So then, if they're makbidim, lahalvo zeh zeh, b'mida, b'mishkol, b'minyan, as we'll see over here in this statement of Yehuda Meshmul, so then it's going to lead to them to be over on Shabbos, and Yomim Tovim, the following isurim. Number one, mishum mida. Now, you're not allowed to go and measure things on Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosus brings down B'nei Chabura, and he says, Pirush, mitoch shemachpid, because they're so makbid with each other, boy, and lidei kach, they're going to go and measure everything out. Ditnan, we learn the Gemara in Beitzah, in Perek Ein Sodin, Omer Odom L'chaveiro, a person is allowed to say on Yontif or on Shabbos, fill this container up for me, malei zeh kli, fill this kli up for me, but you can't say, oh, this is a pound container. Go fill up a pound or a certain measure, a liquid measure, 4 liters of this item. Because that would be measuring. You know, they go measure on Shabbos and Yontif. Likewise, you can't go and weigh out a certain amount. Tosfos discusses the same exact idea. In a mishko, you're allowed to go and do certain types of seals on Yontif for Ochel Nefesh. But if you go and measure out, I want exactly one weight, one certain measure, Mishum Mishkal, I want a pound of this. The Mida really was a measure. So it was a utensil, let's say there's ounces inside of it, and you measured up how many fluid ounces are inside of it. And the Mishkal is a certain weight. Or Mishum Minyan, I want a dozen of these things. Not 11, not 13, I want a dozen. If you're specific about the numbers, and all of these things, you're measuring out on Shabbos and Yontif, which is not allowed. And likewise, Mishum Lovin Uparin, because this would, the same concern would be over here with borrowing and paying back. The concern here, Rashi says, we learn the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Mem Ches, Uvavash Lo Yomalo Haveni, go and lend me this item. And there it says, because you're going to go and pay back the same exact amount, so that is something that is not allowed on Shabbos and Yontif. Because this is over the issue of paying back over here on Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, if they're exact over here, if they're makbid on each other in regards to Mida, Mishko, Minyan, and Lovin, Beparin, on Yontif, they're going to be over these Isurim. That's because B'dei Chubur, Makbidim Zelz there. And Uchidira Hillel, and if you go in according to what Hillel said, they're also going to be over Ribbis on a weekday, Af Mishum Ribbis on a regular weekday because of this Hakpada. Best thing is, don't be makbid with each other. People should be friendly and kind with each other. That's one of the reasons why we have Shalach Banos on Purim, is that there should be engendering and fostering this kinship amongst Jewish people. So we give Matanos to our friends. We give Shalach Banos in order that there should be a kinship and a nicety amongst Klal Yisrael. It's Hashem. We should follow that principle all the time. Another final statement from Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, he said, Talmidei Chachamim mutarim lilvo zeh mizeh b'ribbis, that Talmidei Chachamim can go and lend to each other with ribbis. What? The Gemara says, my time, why would you possibly think that they can lend with ribbis? So the Gemara says, because they're not really lending with ribbis. They certainly know the ribbis asura. 100% of Talmidei Chachamim know that you can't lend with ribbis. So then, when one person gives to another person, albeit they get back that same item, umatanuhu diyovu adodi, it's because, and this is what I mentioned before, when one neighbor borrows something from the other neighbor, they know you're not allowed to do it with ribbis, and saw besaw is yisud rabbanon, and therefore they're not really doing it as a saw besaw. They're giving a saw. Here's a matana. No, you eventually will give me back a saw. That's fine. If you don't give me back a saw, that's fine also. It's really matana. Umatana hu diyavu adade, and that is certainly allowed, and that is certainly commendable. Amalei Shmuel Avua Bar Ihi. Shmuel said to Avua Bar Ihi, Aldeini Mail Pilpulin, lend me 100 of these pilpulin, peppers, they're normally translated as, and I will return to you, Bimea the Esrim Pilpulin. And this is, the Gemara says, not a problem of ribbis, the Orich, as Rashi says, the Shapra Domi. This is perfectly good, because Rashi says, the Matana bi Almahu, the 120 that he's giving him back is a pure Matana. He would have given him 120 even if he didn't get the 100. As Rashi says, the low ribbis, and the word Orich means Tov, and he says, the reason why this is not ribbis is because this was absolutely a present, and there was no real compensation here, one for the other, and that's why it was permitted. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now we have a statement from Yehuda in the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda was the Talmud first of Rav. When Rav passed away, then he learned by Shmuel. That's why we have so many statements throughout Shas of Rav Yehuda saying the name of Rav, Rav Yehuda saying the name of Shmuel. Here, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Mutul oli adam lahavos banu v'nei beso beribis, kidei lahat imon Tom Ribbis. He says, as a teaching tool, as a chinuch tool, so as Rashi points out, a father is allowed to go and lend something to his children and make the children pay him back with ribbis. Why? Sheyedu kamo mitzar. So the kid gets a buck, right? The father gives the kid a buck to buy some candy, but the kid has to give back a buck 50. The kid, wow, I have to babysit, or I had to do this work for such a long time to get this small amount of money, and I had to pay back so much more. Umeitzar hanosno, and he feels how much he's pressured to give it back. The Yavinu kama on shugodah, and they'll understand how bad this is, and therefore a father, as chinuch, he's allowed to do this. Now, why is he allowed to do this even al chinuch? He's not allowed to do an issue. You can't tell your child to taste lobster al chinuch to see how bad it tastes. So how could be allowed to do this? The answer is because the children are dependent upon the father. It's all the father's money. So therefore, you can put your dollar in one pocket and put a dollar 50 in the other pocket. That's not ribbis. So therefore, this is not technically ribbis because the children are dependent upon his table. But the bottom line is, Yudom Rav says, this is a good chinuch idea, but the Gemara says, well, obviously, absolutely not, because Mishum Da'asil Misrach, you know what's going to happen? Rashi says, Lahargil, they're going to get used to this. You know what they're going to say? Listen, I paid a buck 50 for that buck. That was easy money that dad made. They're going to say, wow, I'd love to be on the other end because that's easy money. And therefore, don't do this. Bottom line is, tell your children not to take ribbis, but don't try to engender in them this dislike for ribbis by making them pay ribbis because it could backfire. Next Mishnah. Reuven is allowed to say to Shimon, a person say to his friend, Nakeshi, me, go and weed with me. Now, and va'anakesh imcha, and I will go and weed with you at some later point in time. As Rashi says, hayom, do this for me today, v'ani anakesh imcha l'mocha, and I will go weed with you tomorrow, or some other time. Now, one might have thought this is saw v'saw, so therefore this shouldn't be allowed. So the Mishnah tells us, no, this is allowed. Likewise, ador imi, go and plow with me, v'ador imcha, go and plow with me today. Rashi says, ador means chafor, to plow, and I will plow with you tomorrow. In other words, we'll exchange services over here, but this is different than saw bisaw. This is allowed. However, what you're not allowed to do, because this is already too close to being ribbis, is lo yomalo, but you can't say, listen, you nakeshi me, you go and weed with me today, the ador imcha, and I will go and plow for you tomorrow. I will go dig for you tomorrow. Or vice versa, adori me, go and dig for me today, the nakesh imcha, and I will go and weed for you tomorrow. Because here, the two things aren't the same. As Rashi points out, it's possible that weeding could be more difficult than the digging, or the digging could be more difficult than the weeding. And therefore, it turns out that he's waiting to get his money, so to say. Listen, I did you $5 worth of weeding today, and you're going to do for me $7 worth of digging tomorrow. So in the fact that I'm waiting to get my money back, I'm getting back more. So this is ribbis d'rabbanan, and therefore this is not permitted. We turn to Ayin Hey Omid Beis. The Mishnah continues and it says, if the person were to do this, however, in the same season, it's allowed. But if you do it in a different season, it's not allowed. Kol yimei grid echad, if it's all within the same dry season. Rashi points out that the grid means loshon yovesh, sha'aretz yovesha. When the ground is dry, if they're digging or weeding, so then it's the same level of difficulty. And we also don't take into account, Rashi says, the fact that the days are slightly longer. One day is slightly longer or shorter than the day before. So therefore, if it's within the same season, or within, let's say, the summer season, kol yimei grid echad, all the days the summer season the same. So we said, you're allowed to go plow for me today, and I'll plow for you tomorrow. Weed for me today, I'll weed for you tomorrow. Within the same season, we don't have any concerns about different difficulty levels if it's the same pa'ula, and we don't have any concerns that one day is slightly longer or shorter than the other one, so a person's getting a little bit more than the other one. So it's not a ribbish concern. Or if he says, koyimei reviyachas, well, during the rainy season, it's all considered one and the same. But lo yomalo, but you can't go it from one season to the other, because then there would be potentially differences in the difficulty and potentially significant differences. A day in the middle of the winter is a much shorter day than in the middle of the summer. So therefore, it could be 3-4 hours extra work that you're doing. That would be a potential ribbis d'rabbanan concern. So lo yomalo, charosh be garbage. You can't tell somebody, go and dig with me, plow with me during the dry season, the garbage, the summer, and vani echrosh imcha b'rivia, but I will go and plow with you during the rainy season. So this is not allowed. There are potential ribbis concerns over here. Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Yesh ribbis mukdemes, Yesh ribbis mucheres. Rabbi Gamliel said that ribbis doesn't have to be at the same time. It's not always at the time of the loan. There could be ribbis that's before the loan, and there could be ribbis that's after the loan. Okay, said, under what circumstances? What is this? So, Nosan Einov Lilvos Emenu. If Shimon is interested in borrowing money from Reuven. So Nosan Ein Lev Lilo Simenu. He is looking to go and borrow money from Reuven. So what does Shimon do? Vu Mishalech Lo. He sends him something. He sends him a present for Omer, and he says, Bishvil Shetalveni. You know why I sent you this fruit basket? You know why I sent you this candy box? It's because, you know, on Monday, I'm going to come and ask you for $100. So please give it to me. So this shows you that I'm a nice guy. So Zuhi Ribbis Mukdemis. This is Ribbis that is before the loan, and that's not allowed. What is the ribbis at the loan? So, lova heinenu, if Shimon borrowed money from Reuven, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and then when Shimon pays him back, the hechzer lo esbo, he pays him back, he borrowed $100, he pays him back $100, but then, v'umishaleichlo, he sends him along a gift basket, he sends him along a fruit basket, he sends him along some candy, and he says, v'omer b'shul ma'osecha, shohayu b'telos etzli. This is the thank you for the $100 that you lent me. I gave you back $100, there was no ribbis there, you're a very nice guy, and here, thank you so much, here's a nice fruit basket. So that, zuhi ribbis mucheres, that is an example of ribbis that came after the loan. The loan's already paid back. So now when you give him something, it's because you mentioned it specifically for the loan that it's not allowed. Just like if you mention specifically, bishvil shataveni, that I'm giving you this fruit basket in order that you should lend me the money, that is ribbis mukdemis. And this that we just said, if you give the fruit basket after the loan, that is ribbis mucheres. Rabbi Gamliel forbids both of them. Rabbi Shimon adds, and Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh ribbis dvarim. There even is ribbis with words. For example, if you two people aren't, again, in those days, they had very different social systems and wouldn't necessarily have a person from one caste talking to a person from a higher caste. So you wouldn't necessarily have a very poor person going and talking with very rich people. The hoity-toity, they wouldn't necessarily speak with the poor people. So one of the rich people goes and lends money to one of the poor people, so there could be ribbis even with words. Yesh ribbis dvarim. Lo yomer lo. For example, Shimon, who's from a lower case, would not normally speak to Reuven from a higher case, and Reuven lent him money. So da, he bought ish ploni, mimakum ploni. If Shimon goes and tells him, hey, listen, you want some information. I know you've been waiting for that other businessman to come in from the other town. Guess what? He just arrived, and I want you to be the first to know so you'll be able to do business with him. So that is called ribbis. The only reason why Shimon is talking to him, they normally wouldn't be talking to him. They don't really interact much socially, but he's doing it because he got the loan from Reuven. So he's breaking the normal social interactions that they would have by talking to him. So that's ribbis tomorrow, because he otherwise would not have done so. Very additional, important idea. And we'll see this is based upon Pesukim. Mishkan Tilos tells us the terrible amount of lavin that a malva, the lova, and the other people involved in the ribbis arrangement could be over. So the elu ovrim below sase, the following potential low sases, the malva, as we'll see, all six of these isurim that we're about to mention are all for the malva. We'll see that there are others that we don't even mention in the Mishnah that are particular to the lova, albeit not all of these six are particular to the lova and the others involved. So there are potential isurim deraisa that a person is over by taking ribbis and or by being involved even in the ribbis situation. So the malva, the one who lends, is over the most. But the lova, the one who borrows, is also over. You would think, hey, listen, I'm happy to give you this extra money. It's allowing me to stay in business. It's allowing me to go and buy something that I need to actually earn a big profit. So you would think that he was willing to go give the ribbis, that should be allowed. The answer is no, it's absolutely not allowed. Both the one who's lending the money, the malva, and the lova, the one who's borrowing the money. But not only them, there are already, as we've learned previously, and here's the mission that teaches it to us, the one who guarantees the loan. So he's also over Isurim. And the witnesses, via Edim, that are over there, they're also going to be over Isurim. And the Chacham Lomrim, Afa Sofer, even the one that writes up the document, he's over in Issa D'Araisa. And they're all over for the following reasons, different Isurim. But right now, we're really going to be saying is the Gemara is going to tell us the Malva is over these six Isurim. All the others are not necessarily over all six of the Isurim. And the Gemara will discuss this more. So the Malva is over Mishum Lo Sitain. Did you not let it go and give Neshech or Marbis? So that's really two Isurim, possibly. Neshech and Marbis are, we had learned earlier, are two Lavin. Umishum al tikach meito Neshech v'sarbis. So that's another Isur that you're involved in over here. Umishum lo si lo kinosha. You're not allowed to go and constantly ask for your money back. So this is an allusion to ribbis as well. Even if without ribbis, it's not allowed, as we'll see in the Gemara. Umishum lo si simon lo neshech. The pasuk says you're not allowed to go and put neshech on him, in other words, to put a ribbis arrangement on him, and umishuv lifnei evil osite mechshol, and because of the concern that you're putting a stumbling block in front of him, he needs the money badly, and he'll be over the isser because he doesn't have any choice. He needs the money to keep his business afloat, and he'll take it even on interest, and therefore lifnei evil, you're over lifnei evil. Now Tosus points out that the Arev and the Edim may not be over all of these Isurim at the same time, as we'll see in the Gemara, because sometimes the Arev and the Edim weren't necessary. The guy was going to lend with Ribbis anyway, and the Arev and the Edim aren't adding anything that Ribbis was going on anyway. They're just helping to document something that would have occurred anyway. But when the Arev and the Edim are essential, the guy's not going to loan the money unless there's an Arev, unless there are Edim, so then they're over even more Isurim, as we'll see in the Gemara. And the Mishnah concludes with the words, and it concludes, we had this early in the Masechta. This is the type of thing that only God may know sometimes. And a person shouldn't do these things, even if they, quote, can get away with them. Nobody else will know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that knows about the Bechor in Mitzrayim, like we learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodu Ve'atzel, came on the night of Makkos Bechoros. So that same HaKadosh Baruch Hu can distinguish between Zera of this person and Zera of that person, to know who's a Bechor, who's not a Bechor. So he knows everything. Therefore, don't charge ribbis. Gemara starts off and says, "Tiny, we learn the following brayso." Rav Shimon Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon Yochai says, "Minayin lenoshe bechaveru mone." If Reuven lends Shimon money, and Shimon is from a different case, like I said, and he normally wouldn't go up to Reuven and say Shalom Aleichem to him first. No, if Reuven talked to him, he would answer him back, but he wouldn't have the audacity, let's say, to go to the rich hoity-toity places and give a Shalom Aleichem to Reuven. But now, because Reuven lent the money, he goes out of his way and gives Shalom Aleichem to Reuven. He's not allowed to do so. Talmud Lomer, we know this because it says Meshech Kol Dovar Asher Yishach. So this teaches us a play on the word Kol Dovar means Afilu Dibur Aser. Even sometimes, as Rav Shimon pointed out in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Yochai is Rav Shimon. Stam Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Yochai. So he said, we dash this out from the words Kol Dovar. It means a play on the word Dovar, Dibur. Even any Dibur is Aser if it's given over, so to say, in a ribbis context. Now, doesn't mean you can't say thank you. Doesn't mean you can't say hello. It means you can't do something that you normally wouldn't have done. To be overly excessive in this type of interaction socially is forbidden. The Elu over. And then we said in the Mishnah that the following six lavim are over, and this is really for the malva. Amr Abaye, malva over b'chulam. The malva, we listed a whole bunch of them in the Mishnah. The malva is the one that's over at all of them. The others are only over on some of them, or even that we didn't list in the Mishnah. As we'll see for the lova, there's some that are not listed in the Mishnah. They only apply to the lova. So Abaye says all of these isurim are for the malva that we mentioned. Malva over b'chulam. But the lova over Mishum, the following that weren't even mentioned in the Mishnah, albeit he's not over all those that mentioned in the Mishnah. The lover is over Lo Sashich Liochicha. You're not allowed to pay the interest, and that's specific to the lover, the one who borrows the money. He has a prohibition not to go and pay interest. And it says, Ulochicha Lo Sashich. And then we have a second lob that's brought down for the lover. It says, Ulochicha Lo Sashich. Now on the side it's brought down that the Rif and the Rosh aren't goris this. In the Yalkut, this is not listed over there. In any event, our Gemara lists it. And then, finally, the third lav that the lova is over is lifnei evil osite mechshol. Hey, listen, he's willing to pay 10% interest, so that's very enticing to the malva, who normally would have lent without interest, but wow, this guy's offered me 10% interest. Wow, I got to do it. So therefore, lifnei evil is over as well. Now, the Orev and the Edim in Ovim Elamishum Lo Sisimun Olov Neshech. They're only involved over here that don't allow Neshech to be placed. And the Orev and the Edim are involved in this. And as I pointed out before from the Tosus, Diba Maskel, Orev, the Edim, he says sometimes they could be over other things as well, like Livnei Evil, Osite Mechshol. And that's when they were essential to the deal. Without them, there wouldn't be such a deal. So there, they would also be over Livnei Evil, Lo Osite Mechshol. More brings down another brayso. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Malve Ribbis, Yosu Mimashim Arvichin Mafsidim. People that lend with Ribbis, they say, wow, I just got 10%, easy money. No, whatever they think that they gained, they've actually lost more than they gained. Yosu Mimashim Arvichin, more than that which they think they gained, Mafsidim, they lost. And furthermore, Velo Od, Elo, Shemei Simim Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham, Vitoroso Emes. Now, this is a euphemism because they're doing the exact opposite. The Gemara often calls Sonei Yisrael when they're talking about the Jewish people, because we don't want to say a bad thing about the Jewish people, so we call the Sonei Yisrael, this is going to happen to them, but it means the Jewish people. So too over here, it says, the simple reading of the words is they make Moshe Rabbeinu into a Talmud Chacham, and they make his Torah into Emes. What we're really saying is they do the exact opposite. They're making Moshe Rabbeinu, Rachmona Litzlan, into a Tipesh, and they're making the Torah into Sheker, because these people say, the ones that charge Ribbis, the Omen, they first of all imply that the Torah is not from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Torah is a beautiful document like the Code of Hammurabi that Moshe Rabbeinu came up with. And they say, if Moshe Rabbeinu had only understood how willing the person who's paying the interest is, listen, he got, you know, the bank would be charging him, the guy would be charging him 10%, the yid is charging him 3%. So he says, wow, he's doing me such a favor, and I'm going to make such a killing on this, I'm going to make 100%. So the 3% is nothing compared to what I'm making on this deal. So Yasha Kayach to you, Malva, for lending me with ribbons. And the Malva's so happy, he made the loaver happy. So, oh, if only Moshe Rabbeinu had known this, if Moshe Rabbeinu had known, she a rev up with over, wow, people can go and do wonderful business when they have capital. And therefore, lending money with interest is a way to facilitate business and to help poor people out. He never would have made up this din of ribbis. So therefore, they're making Moshe Rabbeinu Rachman Islam into a tipish that doesn't understand business. And they're making the Torah into Sheker, that it's written by Moshe Rabbeinu and it's not divine. And therefore, that is even far worse than the fact that they're actually going to lose all the money that they're getting. They're actually going to lose far more than that because they took ribbis. Kios Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amari said, this din of lo sielo chinosha is the source for this halacha that Rav Dimi told us. And he said that if you, Reuven, had lent money to Shimon, and you know Shimon can't pay you back, so it is forbidden for you, you can't go and pass by him. You know he doesn't have the money to pay you back. Maybe you took him even to court and tried to get the money back and he has no money. So you can't go in front of him because all you're going to do is embarrass him. All you're going to do is make him feel bad. He's a guy who's really down on his luck and he can't pay you back. So Talmud Lomar, the reason why you're not allowed to do this is because the pastor says, lo sia lo kinoshet. Don't be to him like an annoying creditor. Don't go and bother him for money that he doesn't have. Now, if the guy has and doesn't pay, you're allowed to take him to Din Torah. If a person owes somebody else money, you're allowed to take him to Din Torah. But once he can't pay you back, so then don't be someone who's annoying to him, because that is the prohibition of lo sia lo kinoshet. We have to be nice to each other. That's the underlying theme of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro Dinim. Ravami Ravasi, Damar Tavaya, both Ravami and Ravasi said the following. Ki'ilu donu b'shnei dinim. When you go in front of this person, it's as if you're going and giving him two punishments. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Hirkafto enosh l'roshenu banu ba'esh uvamayim. This is a Pasuk from Tehillim, which we darshan in the word Rashi explains l'roshenu as losho nosha. It's a form of going and pressing the guy to give you money. As the Targum says, k'dim ha'tagaminon, Kirashya means Hare Anu Boyim Ba'esh Ubamayim. This is a combination of Esh and Mayim. You're basically causing this person to be suffering from fire and from water. And therefore, by being a nosha to him, by pushing him and pressing him to pay back the money that he doesn't have, so then you're like hitting him with fire and water. Army Rav Marav, another statement from Rav Marav, Kol Mishyesh Lomos, Umav Oson Shalom Eidim, Over Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol. If Reuven is a nice guy and he wants to lend money to Shimon, he has to make sure that when he lends him money, he lends him in front of Edom. Don't go and potentially put a stumbling block in front of this person, because if there's no Edom there, he could deny it. And now you're going to have a sichsuch, you're going to have a fight, and one of you is going to be termed a liar, and therefore do it with Edom. There's nothing wrong with lending money in front of Edom, as we'll see. Even to the greatest people, even to the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, if you're lending them money, lend it in front of Edom. And therefore, you'll prevent a sichsuch, you'll prevent a fight, ketata, from breaking out, and for people to call each other a liar. Because one person is going to deny this, and one of them is obviously going to be called a liar. So, the lifnei iver lo sitei michshol, don't put this stumbling block into play. That's what Yehuda Marav said. Reish Lakish went further. Reish Lakish Amar, Gorim Klol Yatzo. Not only that, but you're going to be Gorim a Klola, a curse upon yourself, because you know what people are going to say? You lent this guy money without Edom. You must consider him a trustworthy person. And therefore, we'll also consider him a trustworthy person. And he says, no, you never lent the money. So therefore, everybody's going to curse you. Shenemar, Teolamna, Sivsei Shoker, Hadovros, Atzadik Osok. Everybody's going to say that you must be a liar. This pasuk from Tehillim says that the people are going to say, you are the liar, because he's obviously an erelich guy. You trusted him with your money without Edom. So therefore, don't do this. The Rabbanan were telling Ravashi how great Ravina was. Listen, they said, Kol Makayim Ravina, Kol Ma D'Om Rabbanan. Ravina, he is a paradigm of following to the most minute detail everything that the Chacham said. He's a great tzaddik. No, Rav Ashi says, let's check him out. Let's test him. Sholach Lei B'Hadi Panyo D'Mali Shabbata. So Rav Ashi, who was really the Rebbe of Ravina. Ravina and Rav Ashi were the last codifiers of the Gemara. They were the editors of the Gemara, but Rav Ashi was the greater of the two. He was the head Rosh Hashiva. So he wants to make sure that Ravina is doing the right thing. So he sends to him on Erev Shabbos, at the time when people are the most busy and the most potentially going to do things that aren't so perfect. So he sends to him on Erev Shabbos, lend me some money. Lishta limar asar zuzim. Please lend me 10 zuzim. No. Since it's busy, Erev Shabbos, he expects him to just send him the 10 zuzim without edim, without any sort of a document. And he'll say, aha, you see, you weren't careful in your practices. So he says, the reason why I want the 10 zuzim now on Erev Shabbos, this Rami Li, Kitina, the Ira Limizma, because I had a great opportunity, a great business opportunity to buy a small piece of land. Land is so important if you can finally get it. So he said, listen, it's Erev Shabbos, lend me 10 zuzim. So Ravina says back, no problem. Sholach Lei, sure. Neisa Ma'asadi, bring some witnesses. The Nichtav Ksava and write it up in a document, and I'm more than happy to do this to you right now, Erev Shabbos. So Rav Ashi wants to push him further, and he says, Sholach Lei Afilu Ano Nami? What? You don't trust me? Even me, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Gadol Hadar, you're making me with witnesses in a document? Why? Just give me the 10 bucks. You know, I'll give it back to you. So Sholach Lei. So Ravina sends back to Rav Ashi, especially you, Kol Shekein Mar. You more than anybody else, I have to have witnesses in a document. Not because Chas V'Shalom, I don't trust you, but because the Torah begins say, because you're learning 24 hours a day, and you may easily not remember that I lent you this 10 bucks, and who's not going to believe you? And therefore, I'll get this curse upon myself, like Rish Lakish said, and I'll be over Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol, and therefore, since you are so busy, Mishtalei V'Gorim Klol Liatzmi, you're going to forget about this loan, you're going to deny it, and people are going to think that I'm a bum, and I'll be getting this curse that we brought down from Tehillim. You're the great tzaddik, and everybody's going to say that I'm speaking bad about you by making a claim that's not true. Gemara brings down the following brisa, Tana Rabbanan, and the brisa says, Shlosha Tzoakim Meinu Nanin, there are three people that will cry out, but Basin will not be able to help them. The Nanin over here means the Basin can't help them. Who are these three people? Ve'elu Hein, Mishe Shlomo's, number one, somebody who has money, Umabo Son Shlobeidim, and he lends it without witnesses. So now what's the Basin supposed to do? It's a he said, she said. So Reuven says, I lent you Shimon 100 bucks, and Shimon says, never saw you before, never lent me 100 bucks. What's the Basin supposed to do? There's no proof over here, there's no Eidim. So therefore, this person brought it upon himself. These people cry out, however, the Basin can't help them. That's number one. Number two, Vakona Odin Liatzmo, a person who goes and makes somebody else a master over him. The Gemara will explain this in a moment. And number three, Umisha Ishto Moshelosalov, if a person allows his wife to run all over him and to basically do things that she shouldn't be doing, so therefore, he's his own fault. He allowed this to happen. What's the Basin supposed to do? Tell him, no, his wife can't do that? No, he's allowed his wife to run ramshod over him, so therefore, it's his own problem, his own fault. So one and three is self-explanatory. But the second point that we had said, Bakona Odin Liatzmo, that's a person who cries out to Basin. Basin can't help him. What is this possibility? What is this talking about? So we have three potential answers. So Kona Odin Liatzmo Maihi, what is this? So Gemara says, number one, Ika the Amri, there are those that say it means Tola Nechasa Ben Nochri. Rashi explains, so he says, he doesn't want to lend out money, he doesn't want to give money to other people, whatever the situation may be. He says, oh, it's not my money, it belongs to Chris the guy. He doesn't want to go in and swear with it. He doesn't want to claim that he has this money. So he says it belongs to Chris. You know what? Sometimes Chris is going to hear about this. And guess what? He's going to put Adam over there to hear this guy claim that this is Chris's money. And he's going to go bring it to their court and say, listen, this guy admitted that he owes me money, or this money is mine. And therefore, this is what it means, Hakona Odin Liatzmo. Don't say that this money belongs to Chris. If it doesn't belong to Chris, you get yourself in trouble. That's teretz number one. Iga the Amri, teretz number two, Hakosi Nechosi Lebonah B'chayev. You write over your money to your children during your lifetime. Guess what? The kids now own it, and they don't have to give it to you. So even though you're doing it to evade all sorts of maybe tax consequences of being older, other benefits that you have for not having a high amount of possessions for Medicaid or things like that, you're taking a chance. Your children can say, nice knowing you, Dad. bad. This is our money. We don't think that you need it for this. We don't want you to take that trip. We don't want you to go and give that money to Tzedakah. This is our money now. So therefore, when you write over your money to your children during your lifetime, when you still want it, so it now belongs to them. So Hakona Adon Liatzo, that's what it's referring to. And the third and final shot is Ika Diamre De Bishle Bahar Masa. If a person is unfortunately not doing well in this town and he stays there, the Lamasakrita, try your luck someplace else. You're obviously not successful in this town, so go try your luck someplace else, and maybe things will change for you. If you don't leave, it's your own fault. What's the basis supposed to do for you? That's the third opinion of Hakona Adon Liatzmo. With this, we conclude the beautiful parak of Ezu Neshech, Hadron Lecha Ezu Neshech, Hadron Lecha Ezu Neshech, Hadron Lecha Ezu Neshech, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will start Hasocher Eso Umnin. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and the chus of our learning this beautiful chapter, this difficult chapter of Ezu Neshech, it should be Kodesh Baruch Hu should give shalom to all of Klai Yisrael. The soldiers should be successful as they, B'ezus Hashem, do and take care of what they need to do to bring back the hostages and to wipe the Hamas, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, off the face of the earth.